I'm told that there were numerous persons who were turned away who could not actually get into the arena itself. Some of them had been waiting for hours, as you mentioned, lining the streets of Charleston to get into the TD Arena.
And there are remote locations in Charleston where those people can go to see a video stream of the services.
The order of celebration will be taking place in just a few moments. We see some folks now being seated at the before it begins, but there will be roughly a half hour of music, then followed by tributes from various ministers and other dignitaries.
Yes, and as you mentioned, a number of people have been turned away, but the Charleston public safety folks have been handling the lines. It's been very orderly coming in, but everybody has to be inspected to get in. And once the auditorium is full, and it seems to be pretty full now, folks will be turned away, and they are not going to be allowed to stay in the area of the arena for security reasons.
I believe the Lowcountry Voices are now beginning their pre-service music.
Give me time. ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news again, but everybody that's standing back there in that corner has got to sit down. If you do not have a seat, you have got to get out of that aisle, because a fire marshal is going to make you move. So please go find a seat so we can get started. Sorry for an interruption.
As you can tell, the music was interrupted fairly abruptly. The group was singing Total Praise. However, apparently, because of the size of the crowd, they were blocking an exit or
an aisle.
And, of course, the Charleston fire marshals are on the scene, and that could not be tolerated. Music has resumed at this time from Low Country Voices. As we continue the pre-service musical celebration of life for the Honorable Senator Clemente Pinckney. We are continuing with the Celebration of Life services from the TD Arena in Charleston for the late Senator Clemente Pinckney. Dr. Walter Edgar, of course, is here with me today.
And the musical prelude, which for a moment has stopped, is by the Low Country Voices. It's an ensemble, a multiracial ensemble, I think. And there's doing a selection of spirituals.
As we continue this celebration, there are dignitaries continuing to arrive. We see on the screen just now the Reverend Jesse Jackson has come in just a few moments earlier, the governor.
The governor and her family came in, and members of the some members of the General Assembly.
So as we continue to hear the music of the Low Country Voices, they are continuing to seat, of course, various dignitaries and others participating in this celebration today. Walter, and I'm not sure if you can tell, but it seems that we have a combined choir here. We do see that some of them are robed with various stoles and others, and we do know that members of the Mother Emanuel AME Church Choir will be singing in just a little while.
Yes, and the first spiritual they did, the conductor had both groups standing, and now it's just the one that is robed. There are state troopers in their dress uniform standing guard by the casket, which is draped in with red flowers, and they just change the guard, as they will do during the service.
Gets brighter, 'cause my load gets lighter, walking up the King's Highway. There's joy in knowing, with him I'm going, walking up the King's Highway. It's a walking, start while I'm talking, walking up the King's Highway. Watch this. Christ stands beside me, angels to guide me, walking up the King's Highway. It's a highway to heaven. Yeah. No, no, no. It's a highway. Oh,
our chairs still being added as persons continue to stream into the TD Arena. Most of the crowd has been seated, and I'm thinking that they are looking for every available inch of space in which to perhaps seat a body. This celebration, which has begun with this musical prelude, will continue with a service which includes reflections from various colleagues at the state legislature, as well as Episcopal expressions, reflections from the clergy, and of course, a tribute from Mother Emmanuel Church itself, followed by reflections from friends, the church, and the family. All of this will precede the eulogistic services at which, of course, President Barack Obama is expected to speak later this afternoon.
The services today really are culminating almost a week-long period of mourning in the Holy City in Charleston. Thank you.
We have been joined by State House producer reporter Russ McKinney, and we have spotted, of course, at this service where the dignitaries apparently have come in first, the governor, who earlier was hugging the Reverend Al Sharpton. Reverend Sharpton, the governor, Jesse Jackson, all seem to be seated near the front. And Russ, I know you are following the proceedings on social media as well.
As you can imagine, there's a huge media contingent at the TD Arena in Charleston. And there's been an awful lot of information and news being distributed via social media today. As you mentioned, Governor Haley, obviously there, her office told us earlier this week she plans to attend all of the funerals for the victims. The General Assembly, an awful lot of members had planned on going. They left Columbia early this morning by charter buses. They had a stop planned at Charleston Southern University outside of Charleston to pick up any Lowcountry members, and then they all went in so they could sit together. So I think we're expecting a large contingent of members from the General Assembly there, especially from the Senate. There are only 46 members over time. They tend to become very close, form friendships and loyalties that cross party lines. So I think you'll see a number of them there today.
And of course, Mayor Joe Riley, we see seated in the front row there. The family, I do not believe, has come in yet. We are thinking that they will be a part of the processional coming in shortly.
There was some coverage on social media earlier of former governors David Beasley and Mark Sanford entering the arena, of course. Former Governor Sanford, now Congressman Sanford from the 1st Congressional District.
Beautiful arrangement there by the Lowcountry Voices. Processional is about to begin. We have seen the attendants from the funeral home come in now. They have replaced the Highway Patrol Honor Guard at the sides of the casket.
Christ the Son,
believe we have just witnessed the end of the pre-concert music, although this is the beginning of the formal celebration for the celebration of life for Senator Clemente Pinckney. And we see the Lowcountry Voices being joined by the congregation and everyone now rising for the Negro National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Thank you.
soul-stirring rendition of James Weldon Johnson's immortal Lift Every Voice and Sing. And we see that the clergy processional has assembled. They have not yet processed down the aisle, but they are beginning now to approach the podium. Quite a large delegation of clergy and ministerial associates there. Hundreds of clergy are said to have lined the streets this morning awaiting the arrival of the hearse. There are quite a number now included in this procession.
And my help cometh from the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice.
I believe that to be the Right Reverend John Richard Bryant, Senior Bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church and presiding prelate of the 4th Episcopal District of the AME Church.
Bless us and we shall be blessed. Keep us and we shall be kept by your power. It's God's amazing grace that we are able to be here at this hour. And for that, oh God, we say thank you. Because we realize that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Strengthen us for this day and for this very hour. For the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths. For his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world of those who live in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. And the people of God shall say, Amen. We come at this hour for the homegoing celebration of our departed and beloved brother, the Reverend Senator Clemente Pinckney. To God be the glory. To this bereaved family, Sister Jennifer and the two girls, to the Bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, to the general officers and connectional officers and the ecumenical bishops who are here with us this day, to the clergy and laity, to all of the elected officials, we want you to know that we share in your laws. And we want to remind ourselves that God is our refuge and a present help in the time of trouble. And for that we say to God be the glory. Come now as we celebrate this homegoing service for our dearly beloved brother. And on behalf of the Right Reverend Richard Franklin Norris, the presiding prelate of the 7th Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, which encompassed the whole state of South Carolina, and with nearly 600 churches, we stand strong to say that we are with you as God is with you. And for that, we say thank you. And to Mother Mary Ann Norris, our Episcopal supervisor, and all the supervisors who are here, we thank God for you. Let us follow this worship guide for this homegoing celebration as it is printed. And we come now to sing as we are called to worship by the senior bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. And we ask that you receive him, the Right Reverend John Richard Bryan. Hear ye him.
We've been listening to the Reverend Dr. Norvell Goff, Sr., the presiding elder of the Edsto District. And now, of course, the Right Reverend John Richard Bryant.
In case you've been confused the call by to the worship. Long line or by the television cameras, please know that what we enter into now is worship. What we've been through and what we have to go through, it would not be possible without a God. And we believe that this God of ours is more than able to take us through a time like this time. And so we invite you to come and worship with us this morning. Put aside every weight, put aside every spirit of despondency and depression and despair. Wherever God is present, there is joy in the house. Come on, let's praise a God. Let's worship a God. Let's celebrate a God who brings victory out of seeming defeat.
We will now have a musical selection by the Mother Emmanuel Amy Church Choir. He's done so much.
Yes, sir.
For me. Turn to somebody and say, he's done so much for me. Come choir, and let us join our voices and blend it with theirs and sing one of the great songs of our Zion. He's done so much for me.
The Mother Emmanuel AME Church Choir will sing now, "He's Done So Much For Me."